Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
How's everybody doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
I had a really chill week off. Like, I feel like everyone was traveling per usual, and I just stayed right here in Atlanta for a little bit. I was in Tampa over the weekend real quick for some family stuff, but other than that, I just kind of like just had a little staycation, if you will, in my apartment.
Was it just killing time? Did you hang out with friends? Did you guys go out, or was it solo?
No, it wasn't killing time. Like, I went out over the weekend, the first weekend we were off, and then, you know, I just felt like I was really productive. Like, when you have a week off, you finally get to focus on the things in your personal life that you need to get done. Mm-hmm. Like, my cat Betty had to get spayed, so I had to take her to the vet and make sure she didn't, you know, die from surgery. I got to take, like, classes at my Pilates studio I don't typically get to go to, so it's like, you kind of get to stop and not rush through life. It's like you get to live your life, but without work in the way. So I get to like try out coffee shops in Atlanta and I typically don't get to go to. And I get to, you know, try out the nail salon I typically walk past because I, you know, got to go home and finish my podcast or something. So it was nice.
It's nice just being in town without the pressures of time. Like because of this job and if you're up this early in the morning and you're listening to us live, chances are pretty good. You having to get up this early in the morning is dictating what you do the night and the afternoon before because our schedule's so jacked up. So when you have a week just to go kind of casually by yourself around Atlanta, man, there's a lot of joy in that.
A lot of freedom, baby. So yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
Very relaxing.
So I went to a small island in the Caribbean. It's called Guadeloupe, and it's a French-owned island. So hardly anybody spoke English. And when they did, they kind of struggled through it. But it was a great little Caribbean island. Really great. And while I was on the trip, I'll tell you guys about this in a little bit. I broke two of the break the rules bucket list items, where these are bucket list items that are kind of naughty, things that you normally wouldn't do, but you got them on a bucket list. Like, I don't know, driving 120 miles an hour on the highway. I wouldn't suggest that, but that would be an example. So we broke two of them on this vacation. So I'll tell you guys about them in a couple of minutes. It's actually one and a half. One you might not give me credit for.
Okay.
Mo, how was yours?
It was good. It was a whirlwind, a roller coaster of emotions, if you will. But it was good. It was needed. I spent some time with family. Last minute, me, my lady, and my dude all decided to go to Anguilla, knock off another place on my bucket list, which was perfect because it really is nothing to do there but relax.
Yeah.
And it was the perfect place to do that. So I did have one of those moments where I was like, I definitely could have just died because of something that happened, which we'll get into.
Really?
No, legit. Like, it was like, wow, that I could have just died that fast. It was one of those moments. But other than that, it was a lot of relaxation.
Other than
almost dying, it was chill.
Man, what a hassle that would have been for us. We got to change pictures on the website if you die.
It was the first thing I thought about with you guys when I didn't die.
Man.
Yeah,
all that work Cassie's got to do.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
What a hassle that would have been.
I know it.
How about you, KK?
It was great. It's been a minute since we've gone on like a little family vacation and gone somewhere. And so my husband and myself and our son, Jimmy, we went to the Keys. So we flew down to Key West and then drove up to Marathon, Florida and did spring break there. Weather was just chef's kiss. The resort we stayed at was beautiful. It was just... Yeah, it was a great, great spring break. Jimmy is of this age now where he's just so curious and asks the sweetest questions, and he's all about the underwater sea creatures. So we went to the turtle hospital, so we got to see the sick turtles, and we saw the most adorable manatees and hunted for hermit crabs, and And then as soon as we got back, we hit the ground running. We had kids' birthday parties. We had Monster Jam yesterday. It was a lot of family focus time, but it was really good.
For me, he's in that stage right now, at least for me with my kids. 2 to 6 is just the cutest age.
It's adorable.
It really is. They say things you don't expect. Everything is new. It's a great age.
It's hard. It's exhausting, but it's very fulfilling, and just everything that they're absorbing and taking in. He didn't say hotel. He called it the hoentail.
Oh,
sometimes okay. It is.
Yeah. I've been to some of those.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.